back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively here at Fadley's in the world-famous new Lexington Market.
That's
you guys
right.
are trying to stand real close together. Damien and Alicia are here. They're being crazy because I got a bad battery, and they know this. Grand opening was last night. Fed me so much freaking food that I thought I was going to the chair, and I'm mad at both of you because neither one of you told me dinner was being served. So I ate my face off over here with mussels, shrimp. I ate bruschetta I didn't even want. I needed to have something. And then you're like, let's say a prayer. Here's Dutch. Here's Trone. Here's Dad. Oh, dinner's served. And I'm like, I thought you were bagging on the crab cakes. Not mad at being cheap. I thought y'all can come back and get crab cakes next time. And then the next thing I know, everybody's eating mac and cheese, salmon, chicken salad, and then you brought out cake, and then you brought out burger cookies, and then you brought out butter pecan ice cream
from Taharka
that I had three scoops of after I said I was already full, and then I went back and had more cake. So Damie's here, Alicia's here, the running of the crabs are here. I conceded to BJ Suroff already last night. I saw
you
him. I
up.
Said,
okay.
They're not even letting me play this year. And he said, you got to get the female crabs. They run fast. He gave me all the tips now that I'm no longer
like in the race.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat him. You know, absolutely.
You're no competition.
So Wednesday, we got a big thing going on. Or excuse me, Thursday, we got a big thing going on.
No, here. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
I've had Wednesday. I'm losing my mind. Thursday's the alibi breakfast. Wednesday afternoon, Crab Derby here in Lexington Market. Tell me what the Crab Derby is, Alicia.
Okay, so the Crab Derby, it's been going on for, I don't know, 30 plus years, 40, 50, 50 years. G-Daddy started it. Okay, so every year we have...
I got to get you on the mic. There you go.
We have multiple different racers. They get their own crabs. They pick them out. We put them on...
Some pick poorly like I did last
year.
Yes,
he does. We'll put them on the ramp, and the fastest one, whoever wins...
BJ,
has the...
What does he win?
He will... Last
he'll
year,
give it, to
it wasn't ready in time, his
well, let's
trophy.
Give it to Pathfinders for Autism. That's what we need to do.
Well,
that's his charity.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
I so do it all the time.
BJ is racing for his charity this year and winning.
That's right.
Speaking
that's
of
right.
that, we are looking for more racers.
Who else is in this? Nobody's going to want to get in against BJ. It's like getting in the ring against Mike Tyson. Nobody wants to get in with BJ, you know, watch BJ's crab run by him.
Well, we do have the theatrics in it, so we have Everyman's Theater.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, they're into it.
Nice.
The Hippodrome. And there's a handful of other ones. We're going to do multiple races this year.
All
to
right.
kind of make it interesting.
I'm trying to get Denise Coke down here. You know, I was
yeah.
beating her up
she
the other day.
Amazing.
I told her. I also told the NBC folks, because I'm booking Preakness guests for next week, I'm like, there's this crab derby. Y'all should, like, participate
yes,
in some way, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm at least letting them know. I'm trying to get the word out. I'm doing what I'm doing. I always knew, I told you this, I knew about the crab derby because I worked at the paper.
Right.
And it was a big deal to the mayor at the time in the 80s.
Right.
And
right.
it was just a very well-featured thing on all the news channels, right?
Right, right
I mean, your
right.
dad conceived this out of boredom, quite frankly.
Well, no, I think they at one point the attendance at the Preakness was down, and they were looking for things around Baltimore to beef it up, and so they were just you know. Coming up with all kinds of fun things, and this was just something fun. And he did it every year. We used to do it on the blacktop, and we tape it off. And now we actually have like a racetrack.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I wouldn't know that because my crab didn't move last year. I kept looking at it.
On the slope.
I was like tickling it. I'm like, here, Krabby, come on, buddy, here we go.
He's like, no.
And BJ's so. Like celebrating, and I'm like.
Yours is still sitting.
I thought
there.
My crab was dead. I accused Lou of giving me a dead crab. I said, Lou, what are you doing?
You picked your own, didn't you?
I want to talk about your grand opening last night because I brought your mother over here. And your mother stares at me when I do the show now. And she points at me. Last night was a beautiful thing for you and your family. And
thank
for everybody here, you're running around trying to play hostess with mostess. And she's all dressed up. You all have bags under your eyes. And I ate too much. But, like, I hope it was... Because you guys labored to get this place open. My wife freaked. My wife came in and saw it. She's like, it's like they plopped it down. Because she wanted to take a picture in front of the old place on the way over for old times. They'd be like, forget that place. Come over here and see the new. And she came in, and it's literally, I'm sure you heard that from every single person. Because 90% of the people last night hadn't seen it. Your dad hadn't seen it, right?
No, my dad hadn't been in yet.
What did he say?
I think he just, I think he was speechless.
He was overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah. He just kept, you know, saying, Damie, this is perfect. This is number one. This is one. So,
he just called me right before we came on and said how incredible it was.
Did he see pictures of it or anything, or was it completely not? Did he just not know?
I was showing him photos, but Dad, his health has been ailing a little bit,
sure.
So he hasn't been able to come in, and he's.
I was shocked to see him. I didn't know because he wasn't here early, and I was going to say, is he? You know, I didn't want to ask, and because he didn't want to miss it. And then I saw him, and I'm like, God, you know, the heavens opened up that he could make it because this is a man he was having surgery 3 weeks ago. Last time I was in here,
yes, he was having surgery 11 days ago. So
I got a picture with him under the Baltimore's Best Crab Cake sign with your mom.
Yes, wonderful.
Yes.
So I put that up.
Thank you to Johns Hopkins. Let me tell you something.
That saved my wife's life twice now.
That
right?
Cardiology department is. Phenomenal. They are like no other, and they are angels. They are angels.
Did he get a crab cake last night or no?
No, he didn't eat a crab cake. I don't think he
did
ate
it. Did he get
anything.
Cake?
I don't think he ate anything.
I don't think he ate anything.
He had some ice cream.
Oh, the ice cream.
He ate some ice
cream. I had that buttered pecan. If you got it once, you went back twice. I told the Tarka people, too. I said, I got to get more ice cream. We're down here at Fadley's. We hope that you get down here. Did I leave something out of the crab derby?
Yes, we did. We have a crab picking contest immediately after.
You keep messing with your mic. You're worse than Moeller.
I was breathing heavy.
That's fine. Breathe heavier. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right, so we have a crab picking contest.
Now you sound good. See, you sound like a broadcaster.
There we go. At 3 p.m. And the fastest picker who eats completely empties a crab receives a $100 gift certificate for Fadley Seafood.
And anybody can sign up for this.
Yes. Through it's on Eventbrite.
And you get to eat the crab after you pick it.
You have to.
Yeah. You've got to eat the whole thing. That's how you win.
Well, who the hell would want to be in this contest?
Not your crab. Not
don't say
crab.
This on the radio. Everybody in the city will want to come down here and participate.
Great.
Limited to the first 15. All right. You already made the number. So find
if
Alicia.
Extra,
how do we do this?
We'll find
is it up at Fadley Seafood? Or where is it?
It is on our social media pages. And if you go on Eventbrite, it's all there. You just put
I don't think if I know
Fadley
anybody
Seafood.
That picks a crab really well, really fast, maybe 3 million views online of how to pick a crab.
Right.
If they learn your method, they're going to win. If they watch the video, it's kind of like hanging out with BJ Surf and a crab. It's like a ringer.
I know.
You're not entering, though.
No, I don't.
All right.
I do. No.
You don't need $100 in free
family
crabs.
Family employees can't enter. No.
It's like me with the lottery. I'm not allowed to win the lottery. I keep telling John, if my wife wins Mega Millions, we're going to have some problems.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
I know. Friends of employees are not eligible. Alicia's here. Damie's here. The crab races are Wednesday. The crab picking contest. Wait, what time do you want me down here Wednesday? What time
Wednesday,
are we gonna do this?
Let's start at 11.
Okay, what time's there crab races? Noon? And then we pick crabs at 3?
Yeah. Right.
And then this is a great place. We're going to be here next Friday for the Orioles. Orioles home all
good.
Week, 10 days in a row. Luke and I were here.
Orioles.
Luke's already had a crab cake. I had a crab cake last night. I had a crab cake today. I had the mac and cheese last night, but I didn't have French fries or cucumber salads. I had that today. Last night, I had oysters Rockefeller. I had little sausage thingies.
The clams.
Mushroom. I had clams casino. I had the mussels. I had raw oysters.
Oh,
I had 15
amazing.
Raw oysters before I did anything, thinking you weren't serving me dinner.
Right. I know.
I did see your plate multiple times full over there. I'm like, oh, wait.
Look at him. He's skinny.
For a little guy, you put it down.
I'm not going to be in your crab picking contest here, you know. My thanks to Alicia and Damie for their love. It's a shorter segment than usual. Did I get everything in? Did I forget anything?
We got a nice.
Oh, excitation!
Yeah, wait,
hold
thing.
On, I got to get this. Make sure I have enough battery. All right, I got plenty of battery. U.S. House of Representatives. So what happened last night? I had never met David Trone. I've been trying to get him on the show to give equal time. Dutch and I are like boys, you know.
Right.
So Dutch was standing with David Trone. I had a full plate. It's right when I got the crab cake. The crab was sitting right here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always like, hey, David Trone's over there. Don't you want him on the show? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I wrote this girl today. And I went over, and it's just him and Dutch. Hey, Dutch, how are you? Hi, Ms. Trone, I'm Nestor Aparicio. Nice to meet you. And he didn't know me from Bupkis. I said, I bought your beer once, you know. And Dutch says to him, he's real Baltimore. That's all he said. That's all Dutch said. He's real
that's
Baltimore.
That's your okay.
Yeah.
Man, when Dutch Ruppersberg calls me real Baltimore, I know it's real. So now I got to read this thing. It's not too long. Oh, here we go. All right. The Honorable C.A. This is from Dutch.
Yeah.
The Honorable C.A. Dutch Ruppersberger, 2nd Congressional District. That's where I grew up. Certificate of Special Recognition presented to Fadley Seafood in celebration of the opening of a new location. A day you never thought would come.
I know. I'm so glad.
It still brings tears to
so
my
now this, like, we'll end the segment with something that really piss you off. When's Catonsville getting over? I got to start with that, right? What do I know?
They're working on it.
They're
plugging away.
The roof
off.
Well,
so.
You know, I'm over at State Fair all the time, and I got to give a plug to State Fair because I did the National Kidney Foundation event at the AVAM. Not AVAM. Rebecca was here last night. It used to be at AVAM. It was at the Museum of Industry, all the Bethlehem Steel stuff, and I went over there the other night, and a lot of local restaurants were putting stuff out. Pappas, one of our sponsors, they had some dippy dip, and State Fair put out this ahi tuna, and they give you a little chip like they do over at the parking garage, right. And you had to put the chip in. I put my chip in on the ahi tuna, so, you know.
There
State
you
Fair.
Go.
Go State Fair. So you're going to be their neighbor. You're going to be in the parking lot,
and
you are the fishmonger's daughter.
Yes, I
Truly.
Am. Yes, I
There's
am.
There's a couple of those around here. From I've met a few.
A lot of women in this family, so there's a lot of daughters.
Well, I just want to say, like, I gave you a hug a couple weeks ago and this and that. I was here on opening day. I'll be back again next week. But it feels open now, right? Like,
it does.
Your parents have been here. All your friends, Dutch has been, everybody's been here,
we've
you know?
We've got a public grand opening
in the
beginning of June.
So we didn't cut any ribbons last night. We just gave citations.
We cut
Listen,
the basket
man,
of crap.
It took you 10 years to get here. Milk this thing. You know I mean? Milk this. You know what I mean? Be grand opening all summer long,
That's
you know?
That's right. Well, we're going to have a whole week of celebration in the first week of June. So we're going to be giving things to the customers, and so that'll be fun.
Well, get down here. Get some fresh fish. Stop by. See folks. Try something new. Get the mac and cheese. Get the cucumber salad. Don't get the muskrat or the raccoon. Please leave the raccoons alone. All right.
I know with their cute little hands.
All right, my friends at Maryland Lottery give me Pac-Man scratch offs to give away. I had a couple of nice tourist folks that were here for convention. They won $5 and $2 today. My thanks to the Maryland Lottery. Just re up with Jiffy Lube MultiCare, our annual sponsor. My thanks to Jiffy Lube and MediaWorks and everybody there, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions. Doug's going to come on next week and talk about fresh, clean well water that I have. Crab Derby's Wednesday, right here, May 15th, 1 to 3. I get a beer at 11 o'clock.
You know
where I'm going
to
be?
I'll
be over at DeHarka eating a butter pecan ice cream is probably what I'm going to be doing for lunchtime. Come down to the world-famous Lexington Market. It's beautiful down here. And when my battery's longer, we'll do a longer segment. Appreciate
Perfect.
You guys.
Thank you.
Damian and Alicia, we're live here at Faith. Come on down here. Come see us. Please do. It'll be delicious, I promise.